Welcome back to Give With It Programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along, I thought I was going to lose you, but he's back. He's back. Bill Grundler.
I didn't know if I needed to bring my arrow or not.
For the old Hunger Games. Yeah. Yes. That was good. Man. That was quick. Did you get a haircut?
I had to get in there quickly. What's up here in my office with me?
Did you get a haircut? Did you get it? Why do you look like you got a haircut?
I need to get a haircut. Bad.
You need to get a haircut. Bill.
Dude.
Look at this.
No.
Look at this. I'm like a peacock. Yeah, I'm just over here.
You got straight hair. I have curly hair, dude. Like, my daughter this whole weekend was like, she fluffed my hair out. Couldn't keep her hands out of my hair. My hair was all curly and just a big. And plus, we were at the beach, so it was really big.
Oh, Tyler's in the chat.
Really big. What's up, Tyler?
Jason. Tyler Taylor. Remember the first time we had him on, I kept calling him Taylor.
Dude, that sucks when you have Tyler and Taylor all in the same thing. I'm like, dude, fuck.
And like, it's not even his real name. It's just weird. It's just weird. Well, folks, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but I got like...
Wait. Is something happening?
Something has been going on.
Jeremy's text yesterday was hilarious.
Was that yesterday or this morning?
I think it was last night, wasn't it? Yeah, it was last night because it was during dinner. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, I can't even get in all the texts right now.
He's like, hey, what's happening? I'm like, really, bro? Like, just show up to the podcast tomorrow. So we're going to talk about what's going on in as far as what we know. I'll lean on Mike Halpin's spreadsheet that he is wonderfully given to the world of access to. If you guys haven't seen that, Known and Knowable has basically like a running tally of, it's like a death list.
Dude, seriously. Wow.
I mean, we made a joke of the Hunger Games reaping.
Yeah.
Or the Purge, which is what our show on Wednesday is going to be about. Is that Wednesday's show? No, that's Friday's show.
No, Friday, because we're analyzing.
Yeah, let me pull up what's going on this week. While we have you guys, here's what's going on. Yeah, the hit list. This week, we're going to talk quarterfinals right now. We'll go through who's in, who's out. It's supposed to close today. I'm not sure how that's going to happen.
Right.
I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but here's what we got coming up this week so you guys can roll with us. We're going to go through quarterfinals, everything that's happening today, Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We'll analyze the programming of quarterfinals, so we'll step away from the chaos that is quarterfinals at the moment for individuals, let alone age groups having to get anything done. And then we will go... We joked about our last show was inside the leaderboard was going to be last week. However, does anybody want to see what's going to happen when people don't submit videos or anything? And so I've hit up Mike. It saddens me each time. Yes. I hit up Mike and I was like, no, he texted me this morning. He's like, so one more show? I'm like, one more show.
and I think it was hysterical. He said he was going out of town for the weekend or something like that, or for like 4 days or whatever, camping. I'm like, dude, could you imagine that guy's DMs after the fact?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that like?
Being the guy with the running total? Jeez.
Trish, yes. Will they need an extension like the IRS? Possibly. We will see. But we'll go through that. So this is what we have on tap this week. I believe Dave's Week in Review should be happening tonight. I think Savan was talking about doing a CrossFit Games update show tonight. And then maybe a Week in Review. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff happened this weekend. Shout out to J.R. Howell, who is Crash Crucible, went down this weekend. A little team competition. If you guys haven't done it, go do it. just to review what happened last week, if you guys didn't know, our second edition of CrossFit Jeopardy went down, and it wasn't as, I would say, rated X as the first one was, but it was definitely entertaining in its own right on how things shook up at the end. And I will admit, and I'm putting this out there now, I did miss one or two what ifs or what is's. I'll admit, I missed them. There's a lot of things going on.
I didn't realize I was muted out on that.
Oh, were you?
I was saying, don't leave next time. I was looking at the chat, so I was trying to stay in the chat. And then I would be like, oh, yeah, you missed a question on that. They didn't send in a question.
I missed
it. Not a question.
I missed two of those. Now, here's the thing.
They're just ignoring me now, I think.
Yeah, here's the thing. I admit I missed those. I am thinking about this, and let us know what you got. Keith won. He did win two questions, answering them without the what ifs, what is's. John is feeling a certain way about that.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I'm thinking, as maybe a consolation prize, I bring Keith back because he won outright. Oh, thank you, Trish. Trish, thank you. Trish. Chase, I really enjoyed your interview on Glinton Things podcast. You're a great storyteller. Oh, wow. Thank you. Yes, the Glinton Things podcast with Garrett and I don't know her wife's name. I just know them as Glinton, the Glinton duo.
Yeah.
Had me on their podcast, I think it was last Friday. And man, it was so fun, I have to say. Like, we talked for a while, but it was really cool because they just went different directions than just like CrossFit stuff, which was really refreshing. They asked me about being a father. They asked some great, and then at the very end, they asked me this awesome question was, you know, as two women raising a son, do you have any advice as a man on parenting for a son? And I legit couldn't think of an answer because every answer I would come up with, I don't do this thing because I'm a dude. I just do this thing because that's the way I raise my son, right?
Yeah.
But what I landed on post was, you know, there are many questions like, can two women raise a son? I was like, absolutely. There's nothing to discredit you from doing that, right? Single moms do that all the time now with two women. And I think I landed on something was there's a nature-nurture duo parenting thing there that I don't think is gender specific for like the majority, right? And what I mean by nature nurture is like what I get from my dad and what I get from my mom typically falls in that line, right? I get nature from dad. And what I mean by nature is not like trees and birds. It's like the reality of nature. Like watch National Geographic of anything that involve predators and prey. And that's the nature we're talking about. The real world, so to speak, right? The tough love. That's nature to me. And I would get that from my dad. And then the nurture side I would get from my mom. Although I would get some tough love from my mom as well. But that's how me and my wife operate. And so when I was thinking about that, is like, it's not necessarily you need to fall into any like gender specific roles, but as long as there is a balance of nature and nurture and not nurture and nurture. For also on the other aspect of nature, right?
Well, I think that, and if you're a single parent, you are now tasked with doing that. You have to be able to realize when is it the time to nurture and when is it the time to give the nature, like, and be the you got to. I mean, I didn't say this on the podcast.
I couldn't think of any, but thinking post, I was like, that's a great question, and that's more stuff, of where I'm like nature nurture, like that. Like,
I think that's
yin
fair.
And yang, 100%. That's what I mean,
100%.
Right?
So. I mean, I'm a girl dad.
Right.
And I am good at painting nails, but my girls are going to be, like, I play hard with them. Like, mm-hmm. We play hard. And I don't mean, like roughhouse. We do roughhouse. But, like, no. I want to, my job is to make sure that my daughters are confident in themselves and they're not afraid to take risks, and if they fall down they can get back up again and pick themselves back up. But I mean, at the same time, I got to be able to, you know, do that nurturing when they're with me, because when they're with me I have to be able to do both,
right? Because I mean, you know, in all reality,
so
like,
I agree with that. You're solo. That was a good answer. It was a good post answer.
And I felt bad I couldn't think of anything, because I couldn't think of anything that was necessarily like, oh, this is what men do. I was like, you can do that. Like, I got tough love from my mom as much as my dad. I put this in the chat, guys. If you are watching with us, go give Glinton Things a follow. They're doing a lot of cool stuff. It was a really fun interview. I mean, they've interviewed a lot of people. I think, you know, Bill's going to be on the docket soon. It's got to be. Jeff, shit, if you're going to interview John Young, like, come on. But I think you would have a great conversation with them too, just because of your unique experiences with life in general. So I put it in the chat. Go give them a subscribe, please. Their podcast with Savan was fantastic. If you guys are just looking for more I don't know, information just about things in the CrossFit space. There's a reason why it has 6,000 views to my 523. But yes, I just wanted to give a shout out to them. It was really cool. But cool. Back to my original thing I was talking about with John is that I'm thinking of maybe giving him a call back along with Keith.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. If he would have got second, I'd feel better about it. But he got last. He lost by a dollar to Chad.
What if, okay, before you got to Final Jeopardy, what if you were to take away those two questions that Keith got right?
I haven't done the math there. Because I wouldn't give it to anybody. I would just probably take it away.
Right.
Even though somebody else would have got it because he said the right answer, he just didn't do it.
Yeah, if you just swipe them.
I should probably look at that. Because here's the thing. No one got the last question right. So it's not like someone got it right and they couldn't catch him.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Go look at that before you give John the...
I'm just thinking out loud. So we'll see. We'll see. But all right, let's get to what we're here to talk about. And that is quarterfinals. But before we get there, Bill, what is quarterfinals leading to?
Semifinals.
I'm
like, was that?
We need a promo video for this show like that.
That
is so good. Chills. Tickets for the North America West semifinal and North America East semifinal are still available. Scan the QR code on your screen for tickets. They've got 3-day, 2-day, single day passes. If you're going to the East semifinal, they have a community event going on. If you sign up for the community event, you get tickets to the semifinal, and they have 3 different single days of competition when it comes to the community event. They've got singles, pairs, and I believe teams of 3 on one day at a time. So you don't have to sign up for 3 days. Sign up for one day, and you get the whole weekend at the semifinals, because in Texas, it's all booked up for the CrossFit Games, and you might as well go see some CrossFit Games athletes compete, unless they got penalized and they're not competing anymore.
It's called a segue. Competing.
It's called a segue. All right, Bill. We've been teasing it since we started, but let's talk about what's been going on. And there's been a massive slew of penalties given across the board with games athletes, semifinal athletes, athletes that are trying to get to semifinals, the whole swath of people trying to compete. And for the first time, it seems like ever, like CrossFit is hammering people for standards. So before we get into like, who's out, why, and all that. It's like, I think you're on this team, and I don't want to, this is why I'm prefacing the question, is coming out and being this strict, whatever, and like, we're not part of the video review, so like, we're not saying like they're being too strict or they're not too strict. We weren't a part of that. I don't want to do that, so thank you for those that are. And I think some people are in this chat that are a part of this, is how do you feel about CrossFit coming down this hard on these athletes in semifinals? Just as an overall blanket statement, not necessarily like,
no, I got you. Anytime you have a standard, you should be hard with the standard, because that's the whole point of having the standard. It's a line. And I get very, the older I get, the more of a purist I become in whatever it is. And it's like, here's the line. you're either on this side of the line, meaning you did it, or you're on that side of the line, you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so generally speaking, harsh on a standard is the way it should be. I don't want it ever to be shows capacity for, ever. Like, you either did it or you don't do it.
Yep.
That's the initial. I'll leave it there as we get into the other part of it.
Yeah.
But I'll leave it as there. I think they should drop the hammer.
I agree. And I mean, we saw Rogue do that.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't weigh your weights the right way, you were out. It happened to Colton Mertens twice. Yep. Maybe. At least once.
Right.
Right. And yeah, I think as an overall view, this is what a lot of people has been asking them to do for a long time, especially Hiller. And Hiller made a video. He's like, this is what we've been asking them to do.
Totally.
Is, hey, do it right or better luck next year.
That being said,
yeah,
I won't get into all the other things. I mean, I know we got a lot of things we can discuss, but I think it becomes important about the standards that you are trying to uphold. Like, what are you really trying to make?
Right.
What's important on this?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to write something out, like, you know, you don't need to do like, well, everyone knows what a thruster is, so make it look like that.
Which then in the open.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, that's a part that makes it weird is it's like, and I'm not going to say that they needed to go easy into, like, if you're going to make the switch and go the way you're supposed to go and go hard, fine. You don't need to necessarily tell everyone you're going hard, but I think that the standards that you're making need to be really what you're trying to race.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, the on the step up.
Right.
Okay. Soft knees. Got it. I mean, you should be locking out your hips. Were there ways that we can get around that and fix that? Totally. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But the fact that the head has to be behind the shoulders. I get the safety thing. Like, you got to be looking down or you're trying to be up. Give me a break. A step up has nothing to do with your head position.
Right.
You could say you're fully extended and everything's open. Okay, fine. But that is not what you're racing. You're racing the step. So step, the knee and the hip should be open.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Now, I think most of these, I think the narrative of they're looking at the head, I think that got a little blown out of proportion. And what I heard for the majority is all soft knees and extension.
Okay.
Like, they're really not looking at the head.
That's fine. And so how do you fix that?
Well, here's the thing too, and this is another part of that question, is that should you be doing this and being super strict and like just nailing people for it as Wadzlam is saying, is like, be strict with this, hold the standard, and then everyone else will adjust, right? There's going to be a period of this, right?
Yeah.
This has been a long time coming, because as soon as they start like drawing hard lines, and you've said this all the time, is when you draw a line in the sand, people get left on either side of the river.
Yep.
Which is the point, and that people will adjust. Rogue did it, and people will adjust to what Rogue does. And that's part of this conversation. The weird part for me is seeing is like, okay, we haven't done that yet once. Now, it doesn't mean we should never do it, but like, if you look at what happened, say, the open with the deadlifts, right? I look at the open deadlifts in 24.2 and the box step-ups being both irrelevant to people's success and failure of that workout. Yet we held no standards in this one, and now this is the one standard that is breaking off everyone. When I look at that, I was like, these soft knees, though not to the standard at which we have set in place, are not the reason why these athletes are being successful here. Why didn't we turn this strict magnifying glass onto strict handstand push-ups and ring muscle-ups in number three? Because that actually makes a huge... Every soft lockout or forward-out press or just here and come down is a much more massive make-or-break standard than having soft knees on a box step up.
Well, and you had this discussion on a couple other shows too, and you even asked me which one I thought.
That's true. I did
the video submission, and I completely agree with that. With mm-hmm. that event having more things, better things, more appropriate things to be really scrutinizing. The problem is you can't really see it because of the distance away from. You have to have a 15-foot.
That was
roof.
A really
you have
hard
to have a wall,
one. Yeah,
you have
yeah.
To have tape,
I agree.
You have to,
I agree.
So it makes it really, really hard. And so it's like, okay, well, what are our other choices? Well, you have a lift. You're not going to do it on the lift.
No,
you
everybody did the lift, right? Except
over the wall. You're not going to yeah. do it on that. So right. you have no other choice but this one. And what do you get? You're not going to do it on the row. The snatch, okay, maybe. But yeah. there's only one other movement to look at.
Right.
And so you do have that. And it would have, I mean, there were ways, and this is a hard part with programming, not just an appropriate test, but understanding what athletes are going to do in that test. And yeah, I think
I agree that, with most of that. That sometimes we don't know until it happens. Like, oh, damn, I didn't think.
Totally.
Right.
I hear you. But I mean, like, that's the that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that a lot of times if you have athletes, people that they did race, what would they have figured out to do? If they aren't on your programming or testing team.
Yeah.
They're not going to know.
Right.
All it is what is it? What does it look like? Well, this looks great. They're going to be doing step ups. Awesome. Mm-hmm. They're going to do step ups because it's like a thruster. Everyone knows what it looks like.
Yeah.
Now, these athletes want to get to the games, and you're taking thousands, mm-hmm. 10 plus thousand, and whittling it down to 40.
Right.
They will find the shortest route between those two lines. They will. And they will skirt that line.
Sure.
And you can't fault them for wanting to skirt the line.
In live competition, it's a lot easier to do. And totally. When you get hammered, you're like, hey, I'm just trying to get up and on the quickest I can. And the judge, the nice thing about real-time competition and the hardest part about online competition, and Fikowski is talking about the gong show.
Yeah.
Is that... The hard part is in online competition, if your judge isn't doing their job, you're screwed because if I was in live competition, I'm like 1, 2, 3 as fast as I can. And you go, no rep, lock your knees and hips out at the top. Problem solved.
Yep.
Problem solved. But if you don't tell me and I'm going as hard as I can, yes, it's on the athlete and the judge. And I'm not giving anybody a pass here. I'm just saying it's the difficulty of online competition, which goes a little bit with Wad Zombie's question is like, do you think there are movements too difficult to judge that yeah. we're going to have to leave behind the sport in order to progress? I would say no, but yes, if it's online competition specifically. And sometimes in this case is that we don't know what's off the table until it gets put on the table and we realize we should have never put it there to begin with. Pistols, kettlebell swings, any body weight movement that involves push-ups, sit-ups, or chin over bar pull-ups. V-ups, right? These are certain movements that just don't belong in online competition because they can be so easily, like you said, shortcutted. And unless you're, and the reason why people do that is because they don't believe anybody else is getting held to the same standard. So they have to like push the envelope a little bit as far as like getting just below parallel and opening the hips as fast and as short as pop. Like all that stuff is just part of competition, and which is why it's so tough to do in online format.
Well, and I also think it. If you are going to use those movements, they can't be too easy. The deadlift at 185 that we had in the open,
yeah,
was so easy for everyone, and that's why everyone went so fast. So, did you see a lot of shoulders behind the bar? No,
right.
Or head behind the bar? No.
Right.
Same thing, even on the step up. Even though those were really, they were uncomfortable, you only had a minute. So everyone.
The hardest part was holding on to the damn things. My grip, right. My grip was the hardest part.
Right. So, I mean, like that, I think that made, I don't want to say it was an inappropriate movement. I think that there were ways, I mean, you could have just said you had to alternate at the top. And if you had to switch feet at the top, then you're going to have to lock your legs out at the top.
Right.
To switch to come down. Or, I mean, like, you know, people saying doing box step overs would have changed it too. I mean,
yeah,
I get it. I think that if with the box step overs, if you're looking about the timing, mm-hmm. that would have reduced the number of reps she would have had on that movement.
Right.
And that would have made that now not as important. Like everyone knew that the row was right.
It makes the row even more important because that's the only one you can do.
But again, there are ways to play with it. It's just, I think what's important is like, what does CrossFit really want?
Yeah.
What are they really looking for? And if you're looking for speed on that particular movement, on whatever the movement is, if you're looking for speed, okay, then what are they going to be looking at?
Yeah.
And I don't think, yes, it's on the athlete to uphold the standard, but if CrossFit's, I mean, think of it as a parent. Like, dude, yeah, I think that here we are at both as parents, you have to think of this as the exact same thing. Are you going to punish your kid for doing something that was like, you didn't tell them not to do it, or right, you sort of kind of said it, but what were you really wanting them not to do?
Yeah.
Are you going to nail them on this because it wasn't, did you know they were going to do that anyway?
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I just think that could have been handled a little bit better, regardless of that. Right. Though.
I will still overall is like CrossFit's doing what they should do and hold the standards of online competition.
Hold the standard hard. I think what's really difficult is this though. And this, there was come some of the things, and there was a lot of chat, you know, in our text thread, and I almost had too much to kind of even get into, and I was kind of juggling at the same time when they were the people that got the affiliated the judges, the actual the
oh yeah yeah yeah, yeah. The professional judges, yeah,
for professional judges, yeah,
Association of Professional Fitness Judges, the AFJ,
of which have games level CrossFit games mm-hmm. level judges.
Right.
Did CrossFit at any time ever say that those people would ever count over a video submission? They never did they?
Like, if you got judged by them, you just automatically get a pass or something?
Okay.
No.
So this is my question on that whole thing. There were a lot of people that were really upset about that.
Yeah.
Obviously. At no time, I'm glad that there are people that want to do that.
Me too. I think that's part of the future of the sport as far as the professionalization of things.
I don't disagree with that.
Eventually.
Because the problem is this, that is a version of live competition mm-hmm. versus online. If you have a judge like that, that they now can check the box for you.
Right.
Over CrossFit, that's now an in-person competition, meaning you don't get to come back. You don't get to slow it down. Oh. You don't get to like look at it again. You don't get to go, whoa, let me look at that. Let me look at that rep again. Was that bad? Let's slow it down and see if that's really slow at this timestamp.
I like that idea a lot.
Because the second you have that, I think honestly, all of the judging that even HQ is doing, mm-hmm. honestly, any online judge, it should be that you are sent your video and you only have one chance to watch it.
Okay. So
at live speed.
Yeah, all right. I have two things for you. One, I love this idea. The problem is they didn't do their job to trust them to be the overseers. Like, okay, if you get judged by an official AFJ judge, then you don't need a video review because they did their job. Well, they didn't.
Right.
Well, right. So that's already set them back now. Right. Okay. The one thing I do like about the potential of that is that you have non-biased judges to the person that you're judging. So meaning like, if I'm judging you, I'm going to be a little bit more biased whether I'm trying to or not. I'm like, oh, you're so close, Bill. Just get below parallel on the next one. Right, another judge would be like, you didn't do it on the first one.
Right.
Kind of thing. That they dropped the ball on that, period. Right. The second thing is, I'm with you. If you're doing online video judging review, once you hit play, you should never be allowed to hit stop, pause, or slow.
Nope.
That is so, like, if you want to make online competition so much worse than real competition, allowing yourself to stop the video or slow it down to call balls and strikes with hip extension or knee extension or elbow extension, I think and here's the thing, I don't know if that's what they're doing. So before I say you shouldn't do that, I'm not claiming that that's what they're doing, but you shouldn't that should not be allowed in online judge and review submission. I'm not saying that that's happening, but if it is, I think that's completely unfair.
I think,
I don't want to say unfair, but just like,
I think that, I haven't sat down and watched them do the online judging.
Right.
So I really officially can't
say. Thank you, Madison.
I've seen in the past where they have looked to see, you know, like when they did, oh, Madison, thanks. If they've, you know, I can't, you know, this before they did the shouldn't wear black pants and have a black backdrop and have the,
you
know,
for that sure kind of shouldn't thing do that.
watching some of the guys like trying to figure out, does this look good to you? Because I can't even see it, you know, like where you're kind of passing it around. But to get you missed rep 7 at this timestamp, like that seems to me to be a very, you had to have slown it down and stopped it to be able to do that.
Right.
Now,
if it's pause to mark down and then go, right? So here's what I was like, even then, though.
Well, okay, but you can't go back.
You can't go back.
So, I mean, boom, you hit pause so you can write down, okay, boom, questionable here.
Yeah.
Play.
Spin. I was told that many of the penalties were beyond obvious and didn't need to be slowed down. Great.
Okay.
That's what we're hoping for.
Okay.
And I'm not accusing of anybody of doing the latter or the former, whatever I said in the timeline of things.
Right, right.
Is online judging review, hit play, no pausing, no stopping, no slowing down, mark the no reps as you see fit. If you want to like timestamp where those are, but like I'll go on the other side, right? You can't come to CrossFit and slow your video down. It's like, see how close I was?
Yeah.
Right? It's more of... it's more of like a trust thing, but I feel like some of that's a little bit worn out over the last couple of years. Well, I
mean, okay, but the goal is that we're trying to get the fittest people. And how many times did you say that this qualifying segment is the most important
before it all started, hardcore
to get the right people to the games?
Right.
It's the most important one. Because look at how many people were in the top 40 and dropped out of the 40.
Yeah.
I'm by the way, we have in the world, and all of a sudden I'm 230th.
We're going to pull up Halpin's magical list soon. Not right now. But
here's another thing. I heard, maybe it was Tommy that said it, that there have been, like, this isn't like the most penalties that we've ever seen, that there have been more. And I don't know if that's true.
I think the pistols.
This is the most.
Remember the pistols? The pistols in 2022.
We had more? There were more on that one than this?
I don't know. I think.
Or was it, or maybe it's the drastic drop.
I also, I think everybody got like slapped on the wrists. Even games athletes, but they never fell to the top 40. I think this is the first time we've seen some bigger name athletes dropped out of semifinal contention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which goes to another part of the points that we were making before this started. As you said, is like, we told you guys this was going to happen. Not necessarily like this is going to happen, but like this could be a potential problem, which is why we did that entire show on how to do online judging in like at least the quarterfinals system, right? And that's the one we did where we tried to validate our strength of field system, because the pushback I got was there's too many people in the competition to appropriately filter the right people and judge everybody's videos. And I said, you are correct. So our fix for that was that you should have a filtering system of, if you're serious about competing in semifinals, when you register for quarterfinals, you should click this one box that says, I'm trying to qualify for the semifinals. And then if you filter yourself, you choose to enter, then you must have a video submission public with every workout you do. And then all the people that don't want to video or be a part of this and are just trying to have some fun while they do it, I'm raising my hand for those of you listening at home and can't see us on YouTube. That's just going to bother me forever now.
I know it is.
Is that you take thousands of people out of the video review process, but then you take hundreds of people that are getting people out of semifinal qualifications. And this is what Jacob Heppner was talking about on his video last week is, okay, you want to dock the athlete's points based off, like you want to video and hammer them? Great. But if you drop me from 12th to 600, then those 588 other people between me should also have their videos reviewed. Because I'll say this right now, I guarantee you 500 of them do not have videos or didn't meet the standard just like the games athlete did. And they're the reason why this person is out of semifinals.
Totally. And that's why it's
like
so
my scores.
You got to put us in the right. Yeah, division.
My scores are keeping people out of semifinals. Now, I videoed them all.
Right.
You can go see them. Right. But
exactly.
So there. So I agree with Heppner there. Is that, yeah, I'm hurting Nick Matthews' score. Actually, I am, I think. Right?
Way to go, Dick.
Thank you, Madison. Madison, thank you again. Oh, there's a... What about major area testing site gyms? Yes, I mean, that's come up
you
too.
You mean like a regional competition?
Like a regional or a sectional back in the day?
A quarterfinal, live quarterfinal competition?
But with Heppner's point is like, this is the point we made is that now you have people that are in the way that probably moved worse, didn't video, and at worst, and this is me just like worst case scenario, lie.
Yeah.
And if we can't view those, like how can you penalize someone so much when you can't confirm the performance of the other people that are keeping them out of semifinals? This decision was correct, right? The decision you made to penalize the athlete's video that you watched was correct, but you can't kick them out of semifinals because the 500 people between them and the 40th place qualifying spot, we need to look at those too.
Well,
it's too much work.
You know, the idea of having that filter, that little check the box, if you want to actually make your way through and officially compete, mm-hmm. like you're really trying to make it through.
It doesn't change anyone's experience.
Before that was just kind of like our table better, so we could take the right people out, and you don't have to, you know, the trying to judge it right then and taking some of the work off of HQ and off of their plate, so they didn't have to deal with that. But you're right, now having that, because there is no reason why someone that had the 12th fastest time is now dropped to 600 and whatever,
right?
And then many of those other scores are not going to be looked at, that they are now below. And you're right, that doesn't make any sense. Those other people have to be removed if they're not really counted.
Right.
Has to be.
So Heppner made a great point there. A lot of people are making great points. This is our show, making the GWTP strength and field system a reality. This is where we go through how to filter the field into a competitive field where you can spend more time judging, watching all videos. Like we go through that whole system there. But Heppner made a great point with that. And I agree. Like,
yeah, totally.
I'm that person. Like my one spot is affecting, the joke was Nick Matthew, but that's true. Right now, I believe I did all of my reps to the best of my ability, but maybe someone can come in and be like, six of those don't count on the step ups or whatever. Right.
Yeah. Well, and then here's the other part of that is the way the penalties are working. If you're doing a percentage penalty, like that doesn't necessarily always always equal out what it was. I mean,
percentage is what, 15 to 40 or something. I saw like there's the range of penalty where before it was like just a 20%.
Right.
Which is, I think that's new.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking the decisions. At all.
No, right? I'm not. It's not about disagreeing with the penalty or the idea of holding the standard. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to hold the standard, you have to understand what it is that you're trying to hold. Like, is the point to drop this person from 18 to 600 and whatever and not look at anybody else's score in there that you drop them below?
Right.
Or is it just like, nope, we're going to put this random, whatever, 35%. 20%, 40% penalty, boom. And then that's going to, I mean, it takes you out.
Yeah.
And is that what you were trying to do? It takes them out, not because you didn't give them a penalty. Okay, you did, but like it lowered them so low compared to these other people that don't really care to and don't have a shot of going anywhere anyway. Were they really in the competition? Were they in the same race? And I think that's what the more like I like your idea of having that, like, yeah, check my box so people can look at my videos. I thought it was cool because I always want people's videos to be all up anyway.
Yeah.
If you're going to be competing. But now, like, now it's not just because, yeah, it takes some work off of HQ and yeah, puts the right stuff. Now it's, I mean, dude, it's definitely needed. 100% needed. If you don't have that, then number 500 person who didn't have a video.
Yeah.
Is screwing people. And how is it that we have almost 600 people watching?
Holy
right now?
Crap. I didn't
you
see
guys
that.
Are so
wow.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
So that's huge. I think that's an easy fix for CrossFit to do. You just said it's a filtering, it's an out of box.
It's just a box. Like, where do you rely? Do you live in North America, West or East? Like, that's a box you check.
Yep.
Or an address you enter. And it's just a filter. And the thing with that filter is that it doesn't change the competition at all for the world. You'll still have the main quarterfinals leaderboard, and then you just click the filter that says semifinal contention or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh, make it elite. Like, don't make it that pompous, right? Just say like semifinal contenders, right? And if you want to join, and if you want to filter it to an extra next level, put a cost to it. Because that'll get rid of some even more of the bullshit. It's like, oh, I'm not going to pay $50 to just F around in leaderboard. I mean, Hiller might. He'll spend $200. He'll get four people in there. Jacques Cousteau will be on the leaderboard somehow. And
right.
Right. What if everyone clicks it? Well, then they make more money and they can pay more judges to video everything and submit it. Right.
But the thing is, really everybody doubt. Wouldn't.
Yeah, everybody wouldn't. They, guys, barely signed up for quarterfinals as it is now, let alone pay an extra $50 to do the semifinal qualifier.
I'm telling you right now, if you click that box and that forces you to have to upload all of your videos that everyone can see them,
mm-hmm.
That will cut the people that are going to be worried about it right out of it.
Also, it'll be like, okay, my video is... Because here's the other thing that... made it curious for me is all these athletes complaining about getting screwed over, then make your videos public.
Right?
Like if you think you got effed over by CrossFit, make your videos public and let us decide.
Who was the girl that did the got penalized for the toes over the bar on the bar muscle up?
Gracie Walton.
Gracie Walton. But I saw that video because that video came out. I saw it.
Yeah.
And actually, I think maybe she even put it out and said, can someone tell me?
Yeah. And I was like, your toes are going over the bar.
Well, I mean, but I think that's what's important. I mean,
because
that was the justification of like,
yeah.
Is it heels? Is it any part of the foot? Like that whole thing. But like that way, if someone wants to contest, I mean, you've got the video. Everyone can go and watch exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Not just I'm awesome and now screw CrossFit because they cut me down for no reason.
Yeah.
Well, let us, or even better yet, let us decide it first so we can help filter it out.
Yeah.
And then CrossFit can jump in.
Yeah. Jonathan Craggle, sorry if I say your name wrong. How do we know the CrossFit didn't look at the 600 other people? It's a lot of speculation. And the reality is that ultimately Paige moved poorly and got hit with a mass amount of no reps. I mean, technically you're right. But they don't. Because like, if
that
they did...
so many videos to watch.
Anyway.
And on top of that, they still had the masters they had to do too. And all the age group people.
Yes.
I mean, there was a shit ton of videos to watch. They did not look at all everybody's.
Halpin says, I can tell you they didn't look... All right. I mean, I'm not looking for confirmation of my accusations, but like, you know, you're not wrong, I guess, Jonathan. I don't know for sure, but... track record says differently as far as what they've done. But yeah, so we're not saying you should have done it like this. Cause we said this weeks ago before quarterfinals even started that if we want to make it easier to moderate, you need to, as they told me in our system, it's like, how are you going to moderate the whole worldwide open to count for the top 100? I'm like, that's a great question. Right? That would be a disaster, especially if I had 150,000 people on men and women competing at once with their scores, you know, making an impact on where you place, let alone quarterfinals when it's just a couple thousand. But this is how.
Here's a question here. I think that...
You got to read it, Bill. Remember.
Oh, yeah. From the videos.
Good listening experience.
Social. Do you agree that penalties are valid, or is it community influenced by people like Hiller and scared, overly scrutinized, scrutinizing things due to the landscape? I think that... I mean, CrossFit's going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to call something as valid or not valid, or, you know, needing penalty or not needing penalty. I have not seen, well, this is kind of weird, actually. I have not seen where Hiller's come out and either made a video or not made a video and where CrossFit has changed its mind. Although.
I mean, timing, that might be the perception, but I would say from the, not to say it's from the other side of the curtain. I don't think any, not one time. No, I don't want to say not one time. Oh, Jonathan, get mad at me.
I don't think it's happening.
Rarely do they see a video of his and be like, you know what? You're right. And even if he is right, they usually probably like, we're not changing it right, just totally. Because, right? Like, but say, you know, Hiller's video on Luis Oscar Mora, which he said it wasn't necessarily about Luis. It was just the whole process of all that happening. And yeah, then his score got changed. It wasn't because of that. It's because it should have.
Right.
Right. He just did it before they did. So.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, just submit, make every, like, if I thought I was getting screwed over, I would post my videos and be like, see how screwed over I got. But I'm not seeing a whole lot of those.
No, dude, I haven't seen any of those. Which, has anybody put those up?
I think Velma might have.
Well, I mean, the people put up videos. I have seen it in the past where people put up videos and it's always easy to find the reps, the good reps you have in your video that you're going to put up.
This is what I wanted to circle back to a little bit for Scott Perkins' comment. Does all this also mean people like James Hobart and Rich Froning need a lot more credit with the way they moved and didn't make habit of riding lines to gray area? Abso-freaking-lutely, because I know we're focusing on those that got penalized, but there's still hundreds of those that did not, or maybe got very, very minor a couple reps here because they did hold the standard, right? So there's credit to all those that are doing what they should do versus those that are just racing and something happens and someone on their team let them down along with their own quality of movement because they felt like they needed to skirt the line to make semifinals. And so there's also that side of the coin too. It's not like the whole world is just getting penalized right now.
No, I think the hard part is, like, and Pat Vellner's been the example that everyone's been bringing up is, you know, he's such a great mover, a perfect mover. He's never been penalized before.
Yeah.
And then he gets a penalty.
Right.
A good penalty.
Yeah.
You know, he's still in, but he goes from, I mean, one of the best scores to definitely drops. And I think that. This is so funny because I think everyone wants CrossFit to prove their point.
Yeah.
So they could put up Pat, you know, some reps that Pat didn't get right and be like, see, this is why we judge it this way. This is why he got, and they don't have to do it. It's their
competition. No, CrossFit shouldn't do that.
They are the judges, you know, but no, I'm saying, I think people are kind of,
oh, like show us the proof that they're guilty.
Pat had bad reps. Show me.
Anyway, right. He had soft knees. Sure,
let's go ahead and do that. A judge is the judge.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard for me to believe, like, okay, I can't see him being that guy to ride that long, that line, or people really didn't understand what the movement was supposed to be looking for.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I know me, I would have done the one leg is locked out and the other leg is touching.
Right, where you just like tap and go down.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think my leg.
Think
would be
you
straight.
Were locking it out, right?
But when you're moving at that speed, it's like it is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, this whole thing, the CrossFit is not bad or wrong for doing any sort of scrutinizing or giving penalties and not and holding the standard the way they are. What they seem to be doing, though, is putting a lot more work on their plate than they need to.
Right.
Based on either the movement or what they're making the standard.
Yeah.
Like, how would you have changed? How would you have changed that movement to get the exact same outcome? Could you have? Like everyone's saying, doing box step-overs, right?
But then I don't want to do step-overs when I'm doing burpee box step-overs.
Right. Okay. So what if you did it to where you said, okay, you have to alternate your feet on top of the box?
Oh.
Now you can't just touch.
I mean, that was part of the problem, right? Just like the tap on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, like, I don't think that when it's being designed, I don't think people were thinking that. They're thinking, okay, they're just going to do step-ups and they'll come back down.
Yeah.
And just lock the hips. Okay. So then I think that if that's going to be the movement, then legs and hips is what you're looking for. I don't personally give a shit about where your shoulders are and where your head is, if that's a thing. Hips, like I'm looking for hips and knees.
Mm-hmm.
That's the step up. That's what I'm judging.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be bent over. But like if you have a rounded back, like – I'm not trying to check your core strength right now. This isn't training. I'm racing, and I want to see an open leg, an open knee, and an open hip. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, again, I think that, you know, prioritizing what you're racing. I mean, I think it would be totally fine to have a kettlebell swing in there. But again, what are you trying? Are you looking to see if the kettlebell is directly over the hand, which is directly over the shoulder, which is directly over the hip, which is directly over the knee and the foot? Or are you just trying to see that they can get the object all the way up overhead, their body locked out? Like, pick your prioritize what you're wanting to really see.
Yeah.
It's not a race to see who has the best picture to put in a how-to book of a movement.
Right.
We're racing.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
It is hard. Right, and none of this conversation is like, oh, just do this. It's so easy. Like nothing about this is easy, and that's why no one likes doing online competitions, because this is the crap you have to deal with. It comes with the territory, but at the same time, it's a necessary evil in which the season and structure is set up as it currently is. Would we all like to do something in person like the old days of sectionals, regionals, and then the CrossFit Games? Yes, of course we would. But the reality of that is so much more difficult than running an online competition. People just don't think about that. Now, should they think about that? Sure. Does it mean they're not? No.
How many appeals have come out? Do you know? Ask
Mike. I did want to share. So this is, I'm going to copy this. So give Mike all the credit. Mike has this running sheet. Am I projecting with that statement? I don't even know. What did I just say? This running sheet that I just put in the chat of basically penalties as they're coming up is about as close to real time as you can get. So if you guys are looking, I guess I should zoom this in for Bill. Is over here is where they were, where they are, and the difference, right? So if they moved up, it's a positive number, and they move down, obviously the negative number. And Mike, if I'm doing this wrong, you let me know. But Mike has this on his known and knowable Instagram. So if you guys to known_knowable, which I always like that name, like known CrossFit is unknown and unknowable, but like Halpin knows. I thought this is very clever.
That was very cool.
So he has this up. Everybody can basically pull it up. Just go to his Instagram. It's linked on there in one of his stories. I'm not sure how much longer it's going to be there. But this is there for the looking. So as this is getting updated, right, like this Devin Ramsden out of Africa, right, he was in 96th and now he's in 14th. And this, I think this is regionally specific, not worldwide. And, all right, this person is 104.34, right? So the ones that are moving up, right, that's not really the biggest concern. It's those that were in. With if it's green on the left and red on the right, that's not good. Right? Africa, Asia. I mean, look at these, like 32nd, 69th for Rika Kim. These are the men. 24th to 80th, Ram Dover. This is Asia. Jinsum Kim, 26-94. Europe, right? Your tops, they're all hanging in there. But then you have getting close with Pietro Anderloni. Antoine Dumain, 37th, 78. Sam Stewart, okay, 30th, 206.
Oh, Bartek.
All right. Ignacio Iaramendi. I just remember his name. 41st, 271. All right, what are the names in here that we've
Bartek
we've
seen? Leapka.
Yeah, Bartek. Look at that, dude. 31st to 1,100. All right, and that's for the men. Jason Hopper, right? Dylan Hamming's in. Stefan Cassette got in. Those that are in and out. Joshua Gervais, 12th to 95th, 29th to 102, Joey Dennison, 38th to 150, Tyler Thompson, Ben Sexton, 14th to 176, Ryan Haynes, 26th to 288. Like, these are huge drops. Right? But look at this one. Oh, Zach.
What?
Wow. I think he had like a video link that was broke. So they, if you have a video link, they just zero you out and then they wait for your appeal. So that's what happened with Zach. but Justin Rhodes, he was on the outside looking in. Outside looking in, Austin Needlecoff. Right? Ty, now here's some other ones. Ty Jenkins? Man. Oh, shit. I didn't even know that.
Ty.
Will Bennett, 12-47th. Ty Jenkins, 23rd to 52nd. Colton O'Day, 38th to 50th. Now we're in North America West. And now here's a note. Nick freaking Matthew, 11th to 67th.
Way to go, Chase.
My bad, dude. Connor Newberry. Look at all these guys that were in and now out. Connor Newberry, 36. He's out. Justin Johnson, he was 26. He's out. Matt Brady, 28th. He's out. 35th. Anthony Yim, he's out. Gabriel Townsend, 27th. He's out. Luis Oscar Mora, 31st. He's out.
Jeez.
Dalton Mankin. That was my guy. Mustache. Yep. I know him. 40th, he's out. All right. Now I go to Oceania. These are those that are still in. Now, here's the other side. If you move well and do what you're supposed to, maybe things that happen to Max Lees happen. You're 49th, and now you're 39th. Dean Flood, 29th, 25th, out. He's close, though. 12th, George Regis to 47th. Thor Hanyal, 7th, out. Jake Standen, 32nd, out to 88. Harrison Palmer, he's at 36. He's out. Alex Lich, 28th. He's out. Shoot, some of the best ones are in South America. What are you guys doing? Usually we shit on South America for cheating all the time. All right. 42nd, now he's in. Here's go. 36th, out. All right. Okay. 27th out, Guillermo Torres, he was in, he's out. So there, it's all over the place, and that's just the
crazy
men.
Crazy.
Right? On the women, Africa, you know, you guys are, right, red to red, that's close. Asia, their top 10 to 15 are doing fine. Right? Who's in, who's out, who is there? All right, there's, four of them that were in and now out, or three of them? Alina Alexandrova, 13th, out. Choi Mi-Jung, 27th, out. Europe, Miriam Von Rohr. I think it was a video link thing for her.
Wow. Oh, yeah, right? Video link.
I think it was a video link thing for her. She was out, now she's in. Chiara Salandra, 42nd, now in. And that's just moving well. These ones were close. Let me see. This is the big one. We've seen this.
Oh, wow.
Camila Solomonson-Hellman. She was in 13th, now 79th. She's not coming back for this. Right? Unless there's a massive change, right? Like, she's not going to be video adjusted by other people and work her way up. Something would have to happen with her score. Matilda Garnes, even though I think she was going team, just did it for fun because her teammate is also on here. Julia Blazejowska. 29th or 20th out. Thank you, Kevin. What did he say? Kevin, Does a video review judge affect the harshness of the penalties? Yes, actually. That's kind of another point of the conversation, is that I think there was a stat that the West was getting hammered, at least the men.
Oh, yeah, compared to the East?
Way more than the East. Lena Richter, 31st, out.
Dang.
Madeline Harris, 38th, out. Down to 3,000. You must have had no videos. So that's Europe. Now we go to North America East. Jessica Kalagian, she was out, but now she's in. She's holding on to 40th. Brooke Wells was 10th, dropped to 30th, 33rd. So she got a big penalty, but she didn't drop out. Ashley Cope was 40th. Now she dropped to 48. So Ashley Cope was in. Now she's out. Nicole Burke was 19th. Now she's down to 53rd. Elena Buds was 32nd. She's out. This is the one that really shook everybody. Was right, and this was early on too.
Right.
Like when we realized things were going down was when Paige Powers, who was in fifth, dropped all the way to 100th. Top 10 games female, future budding star, top five potential. Like she was on her way. An amazing teen athlete now making her way through the individual competition. This is someone where it's like, oh, someone who's, not to say anyone else is not legit, but like this was the one that turned everybody's radar on. You're like, oh, something serious is going on. And because this was what, in the first day or two?
Right. Right.
So who else do we have here? Sabrina Gordon, 38th out. Sydney Wells, she was in 24. She's out. So that return wish to go to the Cross of Games, gone. Who else is in here? 14th, Rose Scott. We just saw that she didn't have any videos. She got her last two scores zeroed out. Now, that could be video complications. We don't know that part. But typically, if you get your score zeroed, it's because something happened with the video that was requested. North America West. Who is this? Haiti Kanyo. You were in 211th and now you're sixth? This is like our Erica Folo. I hope she's still in here. Is it Hattie? Hattie Kanyo? Hattie Kanyo? Whatever it is. It's a great name.
It's a great name.
Great name. Who's out and in? Katrina Olsen. She's 44th, now 32nd. Aaliyah Miller, who was 48th, that we thought wasn't going to make it. Now she's back, tied for 37th. Sienna Lalonde, or Lalonde, 46th, 39th, and Rachel Green, 49th, 40th. Hold on to that. Again, none of this is official. The leaderboard is supposed to close today, but I don't really see that happening. Those that were in and now out, Hope Cicero, 32nd, now in 47th. Janine Shillington, 35th, 48th. Ariel Saunders, or Sanders, so used to Cara Saunders, sorry. 30th to 50th. Kelsey Ware, 40th to 87th. Kelly Stone, 13th to 89th. Lauren Merrill, 27th to 100th. Zoe Warren, 6th to 111th. But then there's the ones in like Oceania, Gracie Walton. That was more of a video thing. Caitlin Van Zyl. Okay, she's back in there.
That was an appeal, yeah?
That was an appeal. That was a video appeal. And I think what had happened is, what has happened to some of these athletes is they either enter the wrong score for 24.4, is they put the number of clean and jerks they did at the last bar as their total reps, which is just a boneheaded move, but it's a mistake. But some of these video links that aren't working is because they're uploading to YouTube with the music on from their workout.
Oh, and it gets...
YouTube is just shutting it down, which is also a dumb move of like, just mute your video and upload it. Like, we don't need to hear Ace of Base in the background. I get it. It's a pump-up song. I don't know why, but it is. Erica Palasti, 192 to 5th. All right, so those are out or in. Look, it's 233rd to 39th, Nikki Salter. Christy Barr, this is the ones that have been in and now are out. She's 26, now 46. Tess Herring, 25th, 72nd. Georgia Farrow, 29th, 74th. Katrina Drake, 38th, 83rd. Olivia Smoothie, 22nd, 110. Monique Sims, 35th, 111. Aaron Joyce, 37th, 233. That's Oceania. South America, Gabriela Luque. She moved up two spots. Lucila Caro, she actually went 100 to back up in there. Anyone's that dropped out, look, 142. So Diana Vincentelli, 142 to 34. Maria or Meritova. I don't know when these symbols get in there. I think it's just an I. I can't remember what that conversion happens in some.
It looks cool on that though.
But here's one, 4th to 41st. Now still a shot. Amanda Fusuma wasn't first. Now one spot out. 23rd to 65th. Livia Santana, 14th to 68. Maria Jose Vargas. Like you hear about these names. Fernanda Dodo, 20th to 86th. 30th to 113. Evelyn Bollock, 35th to 138. Carla Bazan and Lori Kuna, 6th to 159. Isn't like this was her return year from a drug ban where she proved tainted supplements. So it went from 4 to 2. So this was like her year to come back, and now 6th to 159. So that's the ever-growing unofficial list, but one of the most in-depth ones in the space. So thank you, Mike. If anybody's commenting in the chat, I obviously am not. I'm trying to read one thing publicly that I'm already afraid to do, but it's wild, man. What do you think? The fast forward to next year. How do we set the season up for success starting in the Open going forward? For say this, what we're going through, right? I see this as growing pains. I still don't see anything that has actually been done wrong on CrossFit side. I don't know how they're assessing the penalties and percentages. That's just something I don't know. But I think anything that we've brought up as far as like a constructive criticism of it is things to make it easier for them, not to say you did this wrong and this is not the way it's supposed to be done. You think that's a fair assessment of what we've talked about so far?
Yeah, I think that we've always tried to lay it out that way, with the idea of making it better, and better meaning not easier,
right,
but more successful for everyone involved. And usually when we're talking about everyone involved, that means CrossFit and what they're able to handle, mm-hmm. and then the community on what they feel they are entering. I'm not necessarily saying it has to be more successful for the athletes.
Right.
Anytime you set up your race with the easiest explanation,
mm-hmm.
and the simplest rules, so you know actually what you're hitting.
Yeah.
That makes it easy for everyone. So I think next year what I can see coming out of this is going to be, or what I hope is that whenever if they take this stance forward to say, hey, we're going to hammer you guys hard, fine. Just tell us what you're going to hit us on. Let us know exactly what it is. Don't show me.
Yeah.
Don't show me a picture book on what a movement is without understanding what full speed is going to look like.
I mean, that would have fixed a lot of what these athletes' problems are in 24.1 if they're like, hey, know before you go, lock your damn hips and knees out at the top, clear as day, because that's what we're coming after this year.
Right.
Like, does it have to be a sneak attack?
You remember when Boz did the, you don't have to have a 2-foot takeoff?
Yeah, he showed it.
Bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what it
That's a good
be.
Point.
This is okay, and this is not okay.
That's a good point. They've done that before. They did that for the Open.
So
who
if
cares?
You know that that's going to be like, if they don't even need to say, what the judge, whenever they announce the workout,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they usually are going to have a handful of movements on each of those. So show it.
Yeah.
Here's a snatch. Here's a snatch at full speed. That's okay.
Yeah.
Here's a step up. That's full speed. At okay. Because I saw one video that someone put, it was a standards video and, showing someone trying to race on the box step up, and they step up 2 feet on, they stand up, and they're like, wow.
Oh yeah. I saw those videos are going everywhere now.
I mean, they're hysterical, funny. But yeah. That's the thing. It's like, okay, we're racing.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a for fitness right now. This is a race.
Yeah.
So I need to know as an athlete, where is the line? Not because I want to cut it, but like, are we supposed to look up?
I want to meet the line. that you give to me, I will do exactly what you tell me, which is, you know, exactly which is what happens in real time judging.
Right.
This is now the argument is we did tell you exactly what to do. It's written right here.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
Which but, listen, if that's what they want to point at, they're not wrong.
No,
they're not wrong. We're saying like a little extra
for everybody. Let's make it a better event for everyone.
I get it. I'm saying that would be nice, and I agree. But at the same time, they could easily just sit back and be like, we did that. We wrote it down clear as day. We showed you a picture, and we showed you the demo video.
You know what they do at the games? They actually have a demo team that shows all the athletes what these demo athletes are doing.
I'm just
and
saying.
So they do it.
Yeah. I'm not holding them to the fires too hard on that, but yes, it would. No, well, the question was, what could they do better? So, yes.
For next year.
For next year. Totally. Totally agree.
Yeah. Show everybody what they're racing.
Yeah.
Like, show everyone what they're racing.
I like that.
I think that'll be a big deal.
Show the flow of the workout, which is what they normally do with these movement breakouts anyways, or these workout event descriptions. And then it's like, okay, instead of still pictures and write-up, it's just like, here's the video. Snatches must look like this. No rollovers on the cows. And step-ups must look like this.
Yep.
Do these things and you will be fine. Even though it's written there, putting it in a little 30-second video of seeing it, because I'm like I hate reading. Anybody haven't figured that out yet? I'm a visual learner. So if Bill's like, hey, on this whiteboard, this is how you do this thing. I'm like, can you just show me? And then I will remember it forever.
Right. The other thing on that is I honestly think that they need to pull in get James Hobart in there and be like, okay, you're racing. How would you do this one? Like what would you do in this to go fast?
Yeah.
Because that's what we need to hedge against. If that's the line, then I need to know what you as an athlete are going to do to try to ride that line. Like when the program, this is before they even get it out to the athletes so that they can actually see what that's going to be. Whether it's, you know, loopholes or whatever. It's not that like when you tease me on the loophole stuff, I'm not trying to cheat. I'm trying to find the shortest line.
Right.
What are you saying that I can or can't do?
Right.
Because that way it may adjust what you're choosing. Are you going to do just box step ups or do you have to alternate feet on the box step up? Why did they change the pistol to one leg to keeping the staying on the one leg?
It's funny because that made the pistol easier. But apparently the box jump worse or the box step up worse.
Yes. But what it did is it ensured that leg opened up.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't the switch into the other side. Whereas this one, if you switch to the other side, you have to open up to go to the other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just things like that. I think that would help.
To Heather's comment, this, not necessarily the whole comment, but to me, the other part of judging demonstrates what movements should look like as part of PR and marketing for people outside CrossFit. I like that. And messy movement. But what this made me think of is that I'm pretty sure they tell judges to go over with their athletes what every movement is, show them what they're looking for every movement, and then have the athlete demo the movement and then have them critique, right? So what you're asking for is them to just do what they're telling judges to do. Show the workout. So we go through the workout description via video, and then we should have a backup video of this is what is expected for all the movements.
Yeah.
So you're just asking them to do what they ask judges to do already. So I think that's fair. All right.
The other thing I would do is I would have them either completely cut the AFJ out and be like, you are not allowed to go and do anything, because what that's doing is it's setting the athlete up for failure if that judging doesn't mean anything. Or unless they want to say, hey, we do want to bring you guys in, and if you get that, we will give you the You are. It would be really interesting as if, and I don't know if there are any of the people that are on the AFJ that actually are on the video review.
I heard there were.
If there are,
yeah,
then that should be a, how are you holding our standards? Mm-hmm. And if we're all the same, then if you have me live, then
I would lean towards don't cut them out, but bring them in.
And I'm fine with that. Right. I'm saying, but you got to be on one side or the other.
Okay, go the extra step, right? If you're going to hire these judges in an affiliate or a camp, right? And if they do their job like they should, You absolutely should. The potential of this is great. It just, yeah. The first run has not worked out right. as well as I'm sure everybody would hope. But it's like, all right, you get to judge the athlete, and then we will take that video and then we'll review it internally with our team and then submit it to CrossFit. Like they should review their own judges. Video.
Oh,
right? Okay. So like, yeah, hey, yeah, not yeah. only are we going to judge you, but we're going to go back and review your video with yeah. people who already do this for CrossFit.
Yeah.
And then if you build the trust and reputation of that you can uphold these standards, then yeah, sure. It's like, hey, if you get your video judged and reviewed by the AFJ, you're good. Right? They tell us, right? Hey, do you have this athlete's video? Did they pass? They're like, yes. They're like, all right, check. One less thing on the table for the rules and regulations team from HQ to come down and hammer people on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right.
You know what? I can't wait till we get to the Wednesday show because yes. I'm really, really, really happy with the programming in all reality.
Yes.
What I hate is that here we are once again.
Oh, talking about anything other than actually anything how awesome other it was.
Than the actual race, man.
God, that pisses me off so much when that happens.
I know.
Because I'm glad we're just talking about this. And this is also for other people to start conversations and what they should and shouldn't be focusing on when it comes to this whole situation that some athletes are going through. Is that we do need to recognize is that CrossFit is taking a hard stance on standards that we've been asking them to do for a decade plus that they haven't done. The process of which we can make things easier for, like you said, everybody across the board, athletes, judges, and CrossFit HQ. There's that conversation we've had there. But I do hate not being able to talk about the cool stuff that has happened when the BS like this is permeated into just what we're talking about, not saying anything is actually being done wrong.
Right.
But yeah, I'm super pumped to talk. So Wednesday, we're going to analyze the programming. And that is just not to spoil what we're going to talk about, but I'm excited to have fun with this one a lot.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that. So it'll be Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central. And then on Friday, we have a... After the Purge show, if you guys look at the graphics, I don't know if anybody, I went the extra
that's
step.
Good. Yeah, that's
I went the extra
that's
step
good.
Is we will have what should be our final inside the leaderboard, top 100 GameSpot allocation using the system at which we have created for GameSpots for funsies. Join us along the ride. If all you guys want to join us, that'd be super cool. But bringing Mike out for we thought we retired his jersey, but he's slapping the 45 on any Jordan go. Reference for you guys, and we will do a inside the leaderboard version after the Purge. And while I have you guys here, if you guys want to join our party, go to our main page, click join, $3, $5. It just helps us do more things to support people in the space. We like to be able to support those that do things better than us, the Halpins, the Barclays, right? Everyone that does amazing work to make this show better than we could have ever dreamed. So thank you to Mike. Thank you to Barclay for what they do to make these shows cool. And if you guys support us, we can support them financially as they, like I said, if we just sat there and talked for an hour with no slides, this wouldn't be the way it should be. So thank you. Yes. And thank you to all you guys watching this show right now. That's wild. We hope you guys liked it. Go watch our Jeopardy show. We got another one coming up in 2 weeks. This will be right before semifinal start. So we'll have to do an earlier week or earlier in the day week. Maybe we'll do a night show if we can get Bill's schedule. I don't have to do one at 9 p.m. because Bill lives on the other side of the country. But should be in 2 weeks. I got to figure out this John situation. I'm going to go back and look at the video.
Okay.
I'm going to look at some scores. Keith is coming back. Keith crushed it.
Like, he was so quiet for the first so third quiet. Of that show, and then just all of a sudden jumped to the front.
Like, he had $4,600 going into the final Jeopardy question.
Yeah.
Like, Keith crushed it.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody had their chance, right? If John had got the last question right and put all his money in like he did, he would have won. So there's still a chance. So it's not like anybody got cheated. Some people just got might a couple extra points here and there. So that'll be in a couple weeks. If you guys haven't seen it, go check out our YouTube channel, which you're currently on, and just go check out that video. We're at 3,000 views right now, which is awesome. But I want to pump that number up a little bit. Give us some feedback, too, if what you guys think. Oh!
Sydney. That's one of my athletes right there. Oh,
thank you, Sydney. GWTP member. $3. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you so much, Sydney. And thank you guys that are currently members
for us.
She's
in the age group semis.
Ooh. Yes. Bob Culver, is there a 15 to 40% penalty for not answering in the form of a question?
I guess there should be, huh?
Maybe they should. Maybe they should. Yes, John is visually impaired. No. Also, I kind of just want to invite Taylor on the show, not to play, but just to comment on people's answers.
Did you watch the Kill Taylor?
I did, dude.
Dude, he was so funny, just hammering people.
Kill Taylor. If you guys haven't seen that, that is the new show on the Savant podcast where I got to find this.
It's like Taylor versus the World.
It's like Taylor versus the World. Oh, there's another one coming up on Friday.
Where you can win $500.
$500. Let me pull this up. $500. Basically, Taylor programs a workout. He does it to start the show. Oh, here it is. He does it to start the show. And I don't want to pull up the audio. Okay, it won't. I don't want Savant to ding me, even though. Right? But so he programs a workout. He does it. And then if anybody within the time frame of which the podcast is going for like the hour, they'll send you a link, and then you can try to beat Taylor. So Taylor programmed, it was like 10 rope climbs into 30 hang clean and jerks with 53-pound kettlebells, and his time was like 2:49, which is just stupid.
Yeah.
All right. So he crushes it, sets the time. So he sets the score to beat. If you can basically set up your gym like this guy did, and if you beat him on the show live, you win $500. But here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. I heard it rolls over each time.
Yeah, it rolls over every week.
So next week.
So Taylor doesn't ever get the money.
Taylor like never gets the
week,
money.
$1,000.
So next week, Friday, it's $1,000. And let me see if where this is. Let me pull this up. Where are you? Frowning, upcoming. Where's your upcoming? Where are you? Oh, it's up here. There. God, these. All right. Yes, look, it is. Okay, you're right. Taylor Self versus the World, Kill Taylor Episode 2, $1,000. We don't know what the workout is. I think last week they announced it live on the show, but this week I heard they were going to announce it like 20 minutes before the show starts so they can get more people on board. Like, Noah Olson was going to do it, but he was just at home, apparently in his underwear, eating cereal, watching the Savant podcast.
Right,
which is quite a picture in my head. So Friday, this was awesome because the bit is, if you are on video trying to it, I think they just shit on you the whole time / cheer for you.
It's so funny. It's a lot of shit talking for sure.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of love that goes on with it. I mean, that's what's so great about Taylor.
They respect the fact that someone's going to come and put themselves out
there.
Hell
yeah.
And I do too.
It's awesome. So. And it is on Saturday. They did
Saturday. Saturday.
The first one was on Friday, but they were going to do Saturdays, but they couldn't because of crash.
Oh, that's right. All right. So it's, May 4th, 12 p.m. This is in my time. So 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
So Kill Taylor Episode 2, $1,000 on the line. So for all you fit dudes and dudettes, because like girls can take them on too.
Yeah.
So if you think you got it, you better be in your gym watching the Savant podcast Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you'll see what the workout is. You'll watch Taylor do it. And then you will just text the show. You'll get sent a link and you can try to take on Taylor. which I love Taylor versus the World. I think this is almost better.
Well, the that one
not
was,
better.
That
just,
was a straight competition. Dude, yeah. This is really, it's really cool, man. It's a cool idea.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea.
Very cool. I think
what's even better is the fact that there is no other athlete putting themselves out like this.
Right.
None, yeah. Dude.
It was really cool concept. So stay tuned for that. And then, like we said earlier, loop back around Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central. We'll analyze the programming. Friday, we'll be back with our final, in quotes, Inside a Leaderboard show after the purge. Did anything change in our top 100 rankings and games qualifying spots because people got kicked out? Not kicked out, removed. A little harsh. Removed from the leaderboard. What effect did the video review have on games qualifying spots in our GWTP system? So that'll be Friday. So thank you all for joining us today. Peaking what? Almost 700 people?
Yeah, almost.
I think that's the biggest show we've ever done.
The biggest show we've had, dude.
That is the biggest show we've ever done. Eaton Beaver, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Stay tuned to the leaderboard. Should be finalized here in a couple days. We hope everything shakes out. But we know not the way everybody wants it to.